3, 2, 1. Push. Oh my God, that's cold.
Woo!
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, T-shirt guy. We are the Troy Escalade Podcast, Memorial Podcast Studio. We are live. We are presented by Ice Mountain. We are live, Ryan.
For the last time in this studio.
In this stew, and then we'll be new stew goofing here soon.
Can't wait.
That's if Tyler, Jared, and Jake can get it set up over there.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's if we get all our other stuff done, so we have time to do it.
Ryan, you're the moving guy. Is that fly with you? Or
I mean, it has to be done by next Tuesday at least.
Yeah.
Because we have to film it on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out.
You guys will get it done. It's not a problem. Classic,
like tomorrow, you guys will be like, we're a little groggy, and maybe not today. And the next day, something else will come up, and then you guys will get drunk on Thursday.
Well, then I'll just start moving.
Friday, you have to hang out with your kids. Jared's got to hang out with your kid, too.
Yeah. Then I'll start moving it myself, and these guys be like, oh, God, I guess we better help.
Yeah, and then it's going to be 3 o'clock on Tuesday next week. But it's still hooking up cords.
For sure.
And it's going to be bare, but it's going to be walls.
That's exactly
it. No decorations whatsoever.
I would love if you guys proved us wrong.
Do you remember that's how it was in here when we first came in here? It was just a desk and nothing else.
Correct. That's how this next one's going to be.
Better not be.
It'll look like we are shooting a hostage video is what it's going to look like.
Yeah. You can't determine location based off the video.
I hope they can't determine walls. It regardless.
Well, they can tell that we're sitting in my garage right now. In the back corner of my garage.
You're in my garage.
Yeah. Oh, I love this garage. You have it super well heated and insulated.
It's nice. It's nice.
I love the studio lighting right over in there. Your garage.
So
I imagine that Ryan has a burner account that's on private on Instagram, and it's him just doing bodybuilding poses in his garage, and that's what he also uses the lighting for.
I do have good lighting in the garage. Good lighting, good mirrors.
He does have a burner account on Patreon. It's called Ryan's Burner.
That's true. It's not me. Yeah. It's not me, though. I don't even have access to Patreon. I don't even know what goes on there besides what we talk about in the hour episode every week.
Jared, that's great. We can talk shit about him even more.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'll join.
Discord channel just for shit talking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Nashville this week.
And what are you going to do in Nashville, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm looking for recommendations from you guys. You guys lived there for a few months.
What's the group of people you're going with?
My wife.
That's it?
That's it.
Go to the Johnny Cash Museum. I went there with my wife.
Yeah, it's a little different than if you're going with 6 other dudes. So you're like, how late are you looking to stay up?
Dude, probably 9:30.
Well,
I'm kidding. No, probably like 11 or midnight.
Well, as I say, you could just do day drinking then.
Yeah.
You got to do one night out downtown. Hit all those bars.
Okay. Is there like one main drag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Broadway.
You can't miss it. Lots of wooing. Okay. Lots of wooing. Lots of white cowboy boots. Sure. Cowgirl boots.
Just follow the pedal pubs. You'll find it.
Okay, that's easy enough. I also don't own cowboy boots, and I'm not going to get any because I'm not going to pretend like I'm someone I'm not. You know,
you're also going to want to buy a guitar and bring it with you. You want to fit in.
Wear a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
Do I? I don't need to wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah, no,
you do.
No, because not a single person is going to be like, "You see that guy not wearing a cowboy hat?"
I'm gonna be honest. You go downtown, there's not a single. You go anywhere in town, there's not a single person wearing a cowboy.
That's what
hat.
I've been hearing.
Except the cowboys.
That's what I've been hearing. And I'm not a cowboy, though, so I don't want to be a poser.
Except for real cowboys, and they all hate being there.
Yeah, have you seen those Stolen Valor videos on TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
That would be like me as a rancher. It's like, these are your first fucking time wearing cowboy boots, idiot. I'd have to be walking bow-legged. I could have been on a fucking horse for the last 20 years.
You see these calluses?
Yeah, you see the way I'm walking?
If you're looking for a quick bite to eat, there is like a little like marketplace downtown too that you can go. They got a bunch of food options.
Is there gas stations close by?
Not close to Broadway, but there.
That, see that? Okay, that. Then
I mean, like a quarter mile away.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Not like
I need to get to a gas station damn near every morning. Yeah. It's just, it's part of the routine.
There's a gas station by McDonald's in between Midtown and Broadway. That's the popular one.
Between uptown and downtown.
Also, you think you're not going to end up at that McDonald's, but
I probably will.
You will. Once you got to end up there.
They got good food trucks down there?
I don't know.
Not really. There was at CMA Fest, but not when we, like, not in a regular weekend. There's lots of restaurants, though.
Get a bite to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I would spend one during the day going if you like the, you love museums.
I was going to say, I'm probably not going to make it to the museum.
Oh,
I'm not
a big museum. Washington, D.C. Yeah.
That's way different, though.
It's how Music City was built.
Yeah.
I am going to the Opry, though. I think there's a guy named...
I'm
going to
warn you.
Yeah.
Pretty boring.
Just need to see it, though.
Yeah.
Got to be there.
Yeah.
That is the one thing that... I was very underwhelmed. I was also super excited to go to the Opry, and then I was pretty underwhelmed by it.
A lot of sitting, a lot of golf clapping.
And I didn't realize it's a lot actual live radio show, so you're just fucking sitting there during commercial breaks.
Like, interesting. I think John Party, is that his name?
Yep.
I think
that is a guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think John Party is like the biggest Party name so far. Mm. Yeah. What is he singing? He sings some popular song.
What do you
song.
Mean so far?
Little Dirt on My Boots.
I don't know. I don't know. You heard it,
you know. Heartache on the Dance Floor.
You know him, dude.
Yeah, I know,
you know
that.
Him.
Yeah, yep.
You know him.
I don't think they release all the names at one time. They progressively release who's going to be there.
Oh, so that weekend, you mean?
Yep.
Gotcha.
You're going this weekend?
Correct.
I'm on it for
JP,
you.
I mean, the Opry's cool.
It's
just, you got to be prepared that it's a lot of old people just sitting and golf clapping.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, hey, I said I went there and I just probably next time I go back, I just probably won't go.
Friday or Saturday?
Friday. Or Saturday. Don't know yet. Regardless.
The Isaacs, Connie Smith, Don Schultz, Gene Watson, John Conley, Mike Snyder.
Fuck.
Mark Willis, Riders in the Sky, and The Whites are on Friday. I don't know a single one of those.
Sick.
Fun fact, I was backstage at the Opry with Fillmore.
Not to brag.
You can't drink back there.
Really?
You can, but they don't like allow you to have booze back there.
So what do the artists do?
I don't know.
Because I mean that's usually part of the repertoire, right? Is to just like start drinking before you get on stage.
Yeah, I'm sure that they bring stuff, but
sneaking stuff in.
Ryan, you gotta go Saturday. Your boy's playing.
Who's my boy?
Tyler Childers.
Okay, we're going Friday then because we are a day before he's gonna be there.
Why wouldn't you just go Saturday?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I've seen him live, but he's great. I would love to go to the Saturday Opry, but
That's the only person on Saturday that I recognize as well.
But did you recognize anyone Friday, Tyler?
No.
Okay, one's better than zero. So I should go Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go Saturday.
Well, all in all, make sure that you get to a rooftop as well.
Also, think about bringing like one of those bleacher butt cushions because they got pews in there. You like sit in a church pew.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm not. I'm probably just not going
to. It's going to be a lot of sitting, dude.
Well, I mean, I'll just leave then. Yeah. Can you buy them there or what?
I don't
50
know.
Bucks?
Yeah. I'm just letting you know that there's church pews.
That's fine.
It'd be good for you to sit in church once in a while.
Yeah. That way
you've been behaving lately. It'd be nice for you to sit in a church pew.
Sitting there.
I try to work in a same church different pew joke, but I'll figure one out when I get there Friday.
It's the same pew different church type of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be a new experience for
me. Have fun. I can't wait to hear about it next week.
You can wait to hear.
Big news though, right across the street from a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. You're going to want to go to the Opry for 15 minutes, and then you're going to want to go to D&B's next door.
Yep.
Go to D&B's to decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
Ryan's just over at the punching bag thing and the pitching clock.
Yeah, they
one.
Do have a pitching clock.
Yeah. I'll be just pissed off for the lineup that the Opry had that night, so I just have to blow some steam off by hitting the bag.
He's gonna end up on Barstool breaking his knuckles on the thing.
I'll just start
punch through the bag into the machine, break it.
I'll just speed bag it right away. Just light enough so it doesn't go up back up into the thing where I have to pay again.
Yeah, controlled speed. Yeah, yeah.
Controlled speed bag.
We should get one of those. Speed bag.
I got a couple pairs of boots, decent, like nice looking boots. I got no cowboy hat. It's fine.
Honestly, just wear tennis shoes. Be a law.
No, you'll look good.
I think you should wear those.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah. I'm gonna wear these for walking.
That exact outfit you have on right now, someone else will be wearing it in Nashville.
Yeah, I believe it.
You want to dress it up a little more than that. Yeah.
Well, going out for sure. I'm wearing my black pants, my black boots.
Well, it's black tie only at the Opry. So pack a tie. You don't have to wear a suit coat, but
you are gonna have to dress up for that.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bolo tie.
Maybe I just won't dress up, so then they kick me out, and I'll be like, "Whoops!"
No, they just won't let you in unless you're pretty dressed up.
That's fine. I'll go.
I'll go
let me to Dave and Buster's.
I don't know. For the women, it's like derby attire. Like, yeah, like hats and shit.
Can we look this up, Jared? I don't know if they're.
No, you actually can't wear a hat in there, though.
It's fine.
Letting you know.
Unless you're a girl.
Well, my wife's been there multiple times, you guys, so you.
Oh. Ryan.
Yep. Hello.
Next time you're filling up your dishwasher, you gotta wash your stuff with Ice Mountain.
Ooh.
Because then when it comes out the other end, instead of having to rub the water off on your shirt, you can just slurp it right up.
Yeah. It's like damn near bleached out the other end.
If anything, what I'm gonna do is flip all my cups up. Right. So they all fill with Ice Mountain. And then I just have water cups for the week.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could save water out of the sink because you're just you're just recycling
ice. Otherwise, you're just wasting all that water. No better way to do it than with Ice Mountain.
Think about the time you would save, too, not having to sit at the sink and wait for your cup to fill up.
I know.
And you know you're not going to have to run a dish through the dishwasher twice. It's like it's going to be clean.
For whatever reason, they got cleaning stuff in it.
It's like those little tables at marathons where people just grab a cup of water. So Miles is deep cleaning his house. He just walks by the dishwasher and grabs a cup of water.
And then you don't have to unload the dishwasher. You can just grab the cup, chug it, put it back in.
Yeah.
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 So then it's ready to be cleaned again.
Yeah. Actually, you don't even need a dishwasher pod. You just pour a little Ice Mountain in a little compartment, close it up, and then everything's going to be clean out the
That's
other
how
end.
Pure the water is. It just gets grease and grime right off.
Yeah. Gets rid of grease and grime.
Not official statement.
No, none of those are backed by any studies whatsoever.
No, but.
But in our experience, correct. We think that could work.
Yeah.
But that's not an official Ice Mountain statement whatsoever.
That's a You Bet Your Radio statement.
I'm going to have to get a keg of Ice Mountain hooked up. So next to the dishwasher, I'm going to have to sacrifice a cupboard, but I won't need it because I'll just be in the dishwasher. Keg of Ice Mountain pumped right into the dishwasher.
Well, yeah, and what you could, like, even if your pots and pans are facing up, then you pull a pot out full of, like, you pull it out mid-dishwasher cycle.
Yeah.
And boiling
put
water.
It, put it right on the...
Yeah, throw some mac and cheese, some noodles in there, and you damn near have spaghetti.
You just put mac and cheese in the thing, close it, wash your dishes, and then it'll come out, and you'll have mac and cheese. All you got to do is strain it.
Strain it, add a little bit of milk.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of just add water, it's just add milk. The water's already there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
guys, nothing else needs to be said. Go get yourself a keg of Ice Mountain. Well, Jared, should we get into some questions or what? We can hear about Ryan's trip next week when he's done it.
Can't wait.
So make sure you take photos.
I will. I'll send you a bunch, too.
Yay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Mute Ryan.
Well, I got my weekend planned.
Yeah, just wait for my photos to come through.
Look how much fun Ryan's having.
No, honey, I can't go out and have that fun dinner we had planned. I'm waiting for Ryan to send me pics of the Opry and Mark White.
I'll send them in real time. I think they just call it Snapchat, don't they?
Yeah.
Jared, we got some questions.
Yeah, we do. Vinny Colombo asks, what do you want to be reincarnated as?
I can't choose a human?
You probably can.
Let's just take human off of the table.
More fun that way.
I think I want to be reincarnated as a polar bear. Is there any natural predator to a polar bear? Other than whales. Humans.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Climate change, I think.
Yeah, but like within the next 50 years.
I think don't kill
I'm going to die now and then do that. And then when it's all melted, I will then die and I'll become a fish because we'll all be underwater.
Don't killer whales eat polar bears? They eat walruses and shit for sure.
It's in the name.
Sea lions, they eat that type of stuff.
Killer whales are assholes of the sea.
They are.
They just fuck with things.
Yep. I also would like to be a snake. Mostly because it just can slither around so easily. Can slither like
what
a
kind
snake.
Of like a garter snake? Garter
no,
snake?
I'm talking like an anaconda because I'm not an anaconda in this world. You know,
far from it. Yeah,
you just either that or I would just like to be reincarnated as someone with a huge dick.
Like what's his name? The guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The big dick about. Meme.
Yeah.
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 I don't. Yeah.
What about like a cushion on the casting couch?
I don't think I'd want to be that cushion at all.
What an object to be reincarnated as.
Ryan just gets on one train. He just thinks of porn and then just immediately whips that out.
Well, no, I looked over to my right here. And of course, who do I see?
Mr. Sins.
The sergeant himself. And I'm like, you know, how can we work that in here? It's been a while.
What would you be, Ryan?
God.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Probably not God, because like, there's. I mean, it's so like yes and no. Do you believe in him? Do you not? There's so many. I don't want to be that up in the air with people's decisions.
I want people to believe in me.
Yeah, correct. God, and it can't be a person.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a guy. This just sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of work. What about
Bruce Almighty?
What about like his
so much judging?
Yeah. What about that big Lots stick? What about that big stick that he carries around?
Trident?
Is that what it's called?
Like talking about Zeus?
This is a different god.
No.
I'm talking about a shepherd's staff?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Jesus.
You want to? I mean, no, right. That's Moses. You guys.
Yeah, Moses.
Oof. He's not part of the Trinity.
I need some time to think about what I.
Okay,
clever.
Tyler, you go.
I would want to be some sort of like. Big ass bird, like a bald eagle or something. That's a
good one. Have you seen the Kodiak bird?
No. Is this a meme?
It's just a thing on TikTok.
Kodiak bird?
So there's like the Kodiak bear.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's always like, oh, the polar bear, this and that. I'm on bear talk right now, if you guys didn't know. And then like, and then the comments are all, well, have you seen the Kodiak bear? And it's like, if it stands up, it's like 9 feet tall.
Jesus.
Whatever. But then, so now everyone just adds, well, have you seen the Kodiak? Whatever.
Mm. So. You got to be on Bear Talk.
Yeah.
I hope one of our listeners also gets that joke.
It would be cool to be reincarnated into a fly, because then you could quite literally be a fly on the wall wherever you want.
And then you'd be reincarnated as something else pretty quick, because they got a short lifespan.
Yep.
I think if you just fly high, though, if you fly high, you're going to avoid a lot of danger.
No,
it's the flies that fly low.
It's just their life cycle. It's not a predator situation. They just don't live very long.
Yeah, and you're going to get eaten regardless.
Probably by a dragonfly or something.
Yeah.
Or a bird.
Exactly.
But I could be a fly on the wall for a short period of time.
Yeah, but then you got to hang around a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's right. I think they like shit, though. They like that
That's
shit.
That's true.
So in your wildest fantasy, you'd like to come back as someone who just really enjoys shit.
Well,
he hangs out with us, doesn't he?
How'd that be any different than his life now?
Shit is just a byproduct of being a fly on the wall. So, yes, it's there.
T-shirt.
I think polar bears eat their own shit. Don't they? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
Probably like a tree, like a big tree.
A tree?
Mm-hmm.
It's a like long life.
Mm-hmm.
Unless some lumberjack comes and cuts you down.
Or like lightning. That would suck. Get struck by lightning. I feel like trees always get struck by lightning.
Yeah, more than they're not even like electrically charged.
Yeah, what's with that?
It's fucked up.
They're just tall.
Gotta take the Christmas lights down.
Well, you want to be a tree in a forest then. You don't want to be a lone tree somewhere.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I feel like they get struck by lightning.
It's true.
The forest trees or the solos?
Lone trees.
Yeah.
You could be a lone tree and then someone would build a golf course around you and just call it Lone Tree Golf Course.
Dude, there you go. Cool. Easy enough.
Seeing golfers freak out and stuff.
Yeah.
Like a lifelong time of like being entertained, being a tree.
Yeah, well then if you're in the forest, you can be bored as shit.
That's true. A lot of bears.
But you got friends.
You could hear bears shit in the woods, though.
Yeah, and then if one
that's
of your
something that not many people get to hear.
And then if one of your buddies falls down,
yeah,
you'll be able to see if we can hear it or not.
Yeah.
It's true, guys. You can't hear it. Turd Ferguson asks, you can only hire one at You Betcha, Flops or Dave?
Dave with...
Really?
With some doubt.
So Flops is going to show up every day.
Huge. Do you want either of them to show up?
Well,
you have to hire,
you need a body, you know?
Yeah.
Flops is not going to be able to communicate with anyone. He has his own language. Also, the amount of cigarette smoke we all would have to deal with Flops would be unbelievable. Dave, I mean, he'd just be drunk the whole time and he wouldn't shut up. So you got to have both ends of the spectrum. Do you want someone that never shuts up or someone who doesn't even speak English? Now, Flops is more dependable. Wild enough. Like, if you actually give him a task to do, he will get it done. It's just going to get done really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Snail's pace. Where Dave, it's 50-50 on whether he's going to remember to do it or not. Did he stop at a bar on the way home and get blackout and forget all about everything? I don't know.
Do you have to work or just listen to Dave talk until it's not like it's just not funny anymore? Because in my mind, it's like I'm going to be laughing every single day.
Yeah, I mean, after a month or so, you're going to be pretty used to it. But it's not about... He's not funny all the time.
Sure.
It's when he just says outlandish things, like that he's the biggest fan of bankruptcy. He loves bankruptcy. You're just like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something you hear every day.
Also, though, bankruptcy's in the eye of the beholder. Might ruin your credit score, but he already had bought a house at that point, and he's not going to finance a new car, so what's he need a credit score
for? Yeah,
why
do you need a credit score?
That's true.
He doesn't have a credit card. You know, he just got a debit card. So what does he need a credit score for?
Yeah.
So bankruptcy was the best thing that ever happened to him.
He's playing 3D chess.
Yeah, he really is. So I'm going to pick Flops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
Me either.
Also, Flops, he's a good time if he's not doing dumb shit.
know? Which is a small majority of the time.
Yeah, he can be funny.
Cheeks asks, if your bed sheets were made of deli meats, what kind would they be made of?
What's the softest, comfiest meat?
Not turkey. It's way too lean. Ham's a little more spongy.
What about bologna?
Bologna might be kind of fire. Yeah. What does bologna smell like? Because you're going to smell like that all
day.
It
doesn't smell great.
It's a bunch of bologna on my bed.
What about gabagool?
Yeah.
What is gabagool?
Prosciutto.
Yeah. It's a meat.
Actually?
Yeah.
An Italian meat.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. It's from Sopranos.
Okay, I'm following now.
I think bologna sounds pretty great. It does sound
the softest.
It's the softest of all.
I would agree. It's a little bit thicker, too. Bologna's a little bit thicker.
Does spam count? That's just like a memory foam mattress.
I don't think that's sandwich meat,
is it?
Yeah,
it's not a deli meat.
People make sandwiches out of spam.
Deli meat.
But you can't go to a deli and ask for some spam on your sandwich.
You're right. Olive loaf?
Also, my boy Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel has spam sandwiches once in a while when he's out in the woods.
Dude, I've been watching Luke from the Outdoor Boys.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
He's pretty entertaining. He was in a hot spring the other day in Alaska.
Yep.
When the float plane couldn't get to him right away.
But then he didn't have a towel to towel off.
No.
So he's just standing there sopping wet.
And then he just put his clothes on over top of his sopping wet body. Yeah.
he
it's pretty good,
like,
actually.
He was enjoying that hot spring.
Yeah, he racks views up too.
I know he does.
He millions of views in like the matter of like two
also
days.
Pretty is one of his, like, last couple weeks he released a video of him and his kid.
I haven't seen a kid one yet.
Him and his kid were just like traveling and camping, and he went to go shoot some geese with a shotgun. It made me see. He missed both geese, but he refused to set the camera down. So he was shooting his shotgun with one arm.
What?
Well, his kid's just standing there. Why couldn't his kid hold the camera?
Well, he doesn't trust his kid to get the angle. They, you know.
So you literally get like a selfie style of him holding it, trying to shoot a geese.
What the fuck? Times.
He did end up getting a duck, though.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he pluck it? Or did
it out? He breasted it.
Okay.
But the funniest part is they had to bike between shit.
Sure.
And his kid's ass hurt so bad. And he just kept making him bike.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta watch this one tonight.
And they were camping, there was no like wood for him to chop down for a fire. So they just had to like heat up water on the stove, little propane stove that he had, and put them in water bottles and put them in their sleeping bag. Oh. So his kid was not toasty. He's like, I got to warm this kid up. Otherwise, he's not going to want to come camping with me anymore.
Unbelievable. I watched two of his videos. They're pretty good.
No, you just
wait. I haven't gotten one with the kid yet.
So. The one that you watched in the hot spring? Looked miserable though. He was wet for 3 days.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, there was already like an open little cabin, like a lean-to almost, yeah. Just built already.
So another one that I watched, he was hiking like up a mountain in Alaska in the winter, and he forgot his snowshoes. So like every four steps, his foot would just sink into the snow up to his hip.
Oh.
And he was like hiking up like 2,500 feet. He had to have been shot. Then he got to this cabin that was at the top he was going to stay in, and some other people came, and they all stayed in the same cabin. And I bet that those people like thought they were just going to get a nice little thing, and they ended up on the internet.
Fucking Luke. OBC.
Good guy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a great guy. Seems like he knows what he's doing out in the wilderness.
Anyways, what's the next question?
Donkey Dong asks, what is the most...
We need to become the official Luke from the Outdoor Boys Channel fan podcast.
I'm on my way there. I gotta watch one with this kid first. I need to get in on toasty bit.
Well,
what
we need to do is we need to pick a video. It's like a book club.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick a video. We'll watch it once a week and end the podcast with the Luke from the Outdoor Boys Channel segment.
I'm down for that. Does he have regular upload days?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. Okay. So following week.
Yeah, we got to pick a video and we'll watch it.
I'll be in Nashville watching Luke OBC.
Do it during the Opry.
Yeah, the Opry.
Probably, yeah, probably will. Probably not allowed to have phones in there.
You're like, yeah. Like, can you turn the music down? I'm trying to watch this.
Trying to watch Luke OBC.
He's like, got his phone up and then he keeps doing that.
I'm down next week. New stew.
Donkey Dong asks, what is the most satisfying order of dishwash removal when emptying the dishwasher?
What?
What is the most satisfying order of dish removal when emptying the dishwasher?
Like, what order do you remove? In what order do you remove dishes from the dishwasher? That's right. The most satisfying.
I'm going to have to dive deep into my memory bank here. It's been a few years.
Fuck, this is a good question.
See, I think it was like 2016. Which apartment was I living in then? Okay, I got it.
Wait, first off, you have to start with the top shelf.
Yeah.
If you start with the bottom shelf, that's insane.
It's insanity. Cups first, bowls second. I don't know what else is in the top shelf.
I mean, I go top shelf, bottom shelf, but then I just go by cupboard. So I just, whatever.
Really?
Everything on the top shelf that goes in the same cupboard, I just pull that out first and then.
Yeah, I suppose I grab all the pots and pans at the same time.
Yeah.
And then grab the plates. I'm a pots and pans guy first on the bottom shelf.
Really? You leave the top shelf? Well,
no, top shelf. Then when that's done, then okay. I open the bottom. Pots and pans, for then sure. plates.
You go silverware last?
Yeah.
Silverware is always last.
Yep.
Interesting.
Last one out, last one in as well.
Mm. Yep. Same. That's the way Ann does it.
In?
Yeah.
You don't just put your dishes in there as you go?
No. So I take the silverware rack out when I'm loading the dishwasher and then
load
the silverware by the sink and then throw it in there.
Interesting.
So I'm not just handfuls of silverware over and dropping them into the dishwasher.
Our dishwasher has like a thing with like the holes on the top. And then it's not just a basket anymore. New dishwashers have like a, it's a basket with a lid and holes, and each one goes in an individual hole.
Yep.
Like every like eighth thing gets stuck in there.
Oh yeah. So, okay. So you put handle down first, obviously with that.
You have to.
Would you put handle down first if you didn't have that?
It'd be all over the place.
It would, yeah. Just a kind of mishmash of. How about you, Tyler? You put handle first?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I put utensil end in first.
I go handle first, so then I know what I'm grabbing, because I try to separate it so I can just grab all the forks at once, put them in their spot, grab all the spoons at once, put them in their spot.
I've been cut before.
That's the only thing that goes utensil down is knives.
I've been cut by a fork before. I've been like almost stabbed.
You're so sharp.
How fast are you doing this?
Pretty quick.
He's in the zone.
Well, like, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's sometimes when you're, when my kid is screaming in the corner, I have to just get shit done quick.
I do this thing when I'm done emptying it. Back in 2016.
You did this thing.
Yeah, back in 2016. Yeah. Where I don't close it when I'm done. I leave it open a crack to let it dry out a little.
Oh, yeah,
you guys ever do that?
I pull the whole dang thing out. Like if it's before bed and it finishes, I'll open the dishwasher and pull both of them out on their things and then go to bed. Then they're dry in the morning.
No, I mean after I pull everything out.
Oh, like you let the empty inside dry out.
Yeah.
Don't you have a dry? Don't they dry?
Yeah, it's not always great though.
Like, well, that's when you just have to leave it in there for like 3 days. And then they'll be dry.
That is very true. And then you always have the one cup that like tipped over in it. Oh, and then it's got like a huge thing full of water. And then like you don't realize it and just water everywhere.
Shaker bottles are the worst for that.
Yeah.
The little.
Or you sometimes get a cup with an indent on the top and then there's water in there. That's annoying.
I've just been using my shirt to wipe those off. Like I'll like dump it out and then I'll just like
I just dump them in the dishwasher door.
No, I usually do too, but when there's a little bit of water residue on I just wipe it on the shirt. Or I'll just put it back in the dishwasher, so I'll deal with that later.
Going through again.
Yeah.
Endless cycle.
It's kind of actually crazy that you leave that open.
Why?
Your kids won't climb all over it?
I just said it was before bed. They're asleep, man.
So overnight.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever left. If I open up the dishwasher, I'm just going to either close it or I'm going to empty it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm either going to grab one.
You could just empty it right there.
I don't want to, though.
I don't.
You could, though. And then you would have to do it the next day.
But, like, either I'm just not opening it or I'm just taking one cup out and closing it back up again. You guys ever done that?
Yeah.
It's the best.
So you're just grabbing clean dishes out of the dishwasher to use?
I mean, the thing is, though, is how is it any different than going in a cupboard?
It's not. You're right on this.
You just can't run the dishwasher for a longer time.
Oh, I'll just let the other dishes soak.
We run our dishwasher every single night.
Yeah, we're probably pretty close.
You do that too?
Yeah, we're probably like every other or so.
Sure.
Becca's very particular about what gets put in the dishwasher. Like, I can't dishwash any of her pots and pans.
Because it loses the
crazy.
Nonstick.
Yeah. We got a wedding gift, Cutco knives. I'm a stickler about those. Anne gets mad because she's always trying to put them in the dishwasher. Yeah. You're supposed to hand wash those.
Because they can like shed.
Oh, they'll dull too, I think.
Yeah. The water will.
No, it seems weird, but it's what I was told.
I mean, it checks out. I tried to put a wooden cutting board in there the other day, and apparently that's a huge no-no.
I do that.
I was trying to. Yeah. I also had this. I mean, I this is my mistake, but it's the only cutting board that was out. So I was putting, I was forming some burgers and putting them on the wooden cutting board. Apparently, that's a big no-no as well.
Yeah, because it like soaks into the wood and you can't like wash it out.
Yeah, that's why I put it in the dishwasher, and then I also got caught heat for that too.
I think the burger. It would have been fine.
I'm starting to think that me and Meg would never have made it.
Probably not.
I just don't think it was in the cards for Meg and I to ever be married.
No, the world is not going to line up for you two.
No. Our fucking sun salutation, Aries and whatever. Our moon phases were not going to line up very good, I don't think.
No. Big sigh of relief from Ryan.
Yeah. Otherwise,
I don't know where.
If it wasn't for the dishwasher thing, I think it might have worked.
Yeah. Well, you'd had to get her when she was in ninth grade.
That doesn't sound very good. I don't like that.
I mean, like you...
phrasing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, would have had to get a ninth grader like Ryan does.
Yeah, when I was a junior. Not now. Jesus Christ.
Jeez Louise.
Ben,
should we take a break or what?
Yeah, we take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
You guys on a break? Do we get 15-minute state mandated podcast breaks?
Hookah smoke.
I'm trying to take
hookah smoke breaks.
Ah, well, yeah, we got the hookah downstairs.
We talked a bed full of deli meat earlier. You know what second to deli meat, what I want my bed made out of?
What's number two on your list?
A chicken burrito from Holiday Gas Station.
Miles, if you could have your sleeping bag made of one food, what would it be?
It would be chicken burritos.
Imagine sleeping like Luke from Outdoor Barstow. Imagine if he was sleeping in a chicken burrito, how toasty he would be.
I don't want it to be made of chicken burritos. I want to sleep in a chicken burrito.
Yes, that's correct.
Then, you know, because you wake up middle of night, you're pretty hungry like you usually are.
Yeah, usually.
You just got a hankering, you know, for a burrito. You don't even got to get up. You can just bite. You can just right there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called efficiency.
Yep. Chicken with rice, corn, jalapeno cheese sauce, American cheese, black beans, and salsa seasoning rolled in a flour tortilla.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess we could get one step closer to the holiday chicken burrito sleeping bag if we just went to Holiday right now and got some chicken burritos.
Yeah.
So, guys, don't pass gas. Turn on into Holiday gas stations. Get yourself a chicken burrito sleeping bag. All right, Jared, what else you got for us?
Benoit Balls asks, what accessories are acceptable to put on a truck without going overboard?
Truck nuts.
I was just thinking about those.
Truck nuts is where you draw the line.
The time.
It's approved.
That's what I mean. You can go up to truck nuts and other than that.
Yeah, if you put a truck cock on there, no dice. Truck nuts are fine.
Just the ball.
There's like a guy when I worked for my dad, there was a kid who was going to the Minneapolis that weekend on Friday. And the other guy took a ball of clay and formed it into a dick. And stuck it on his bumper, and they drove all the way to Minneapolis without noticing it.
Great bet.
Classic prank. He had a clay cock all the way to Minneapolis.
It was clay clock cocking
up. I mean, it was just a classic M&H prank.
Mm-hmm.
Clay cock is exactly what I was thinking.
But in terms of
what are the appropriate amount of like tailgate or rear window decals?
Well, I think decals are fine.
You know, the bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers are like, I don't know. I consider like the family a decal, you know?
Yeah, I would say that decals are full go. You can cover that thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the stuff where like when you start getting it lifted like 2 feet in the air is where it's like, all right, you know, 4 inches, which is huge, is plenty. Inches is plenty.
I have a 2-inch lift kit on mine.
Yeah.
And I'm way up in there.
I think a lift kit's fine. Just don't overdo it. If you need a ladder to get in there, I think you messed up somewhere along the way.
I think decals are only allowed on the window. I think if they start getting onto the paint of the vehicle, I think you know, that's just wrong. You can't be doing that.
I don't. See, know.
I prefer it on the tailgate to my rear window.
Really?
Yeah.
But
it just looks cheesy.
I'm all on board of the window as long as it's just the fuck it sticker. It's just the word it and a guy humping it.
What if it's
that's classy. That's
what,
cool.
What if it's
that's good sophisticated humor.
What if it's the kid peeing on the rival?
Even
brand?
Better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Peeing on a Chevy logo or something.
I think that if you got underglow, you went wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm. What about spinners on the rims?
That would be kind of sick, actually, on a truck.
Yeah.
You got spinners on a 1999 Honda Civic, though. Then we got to have conversation.
Not, yeah. Not many people with spinners these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened?
It's a lost art.
I don't know. I tried to get them for my bike back in the day, my Mongoose. couldn't find them for Mongoose, though.
It's a shame.
Should have got a Huffy.
Yeah, they made them for Huffy. I mean, they were mainstream with Huffy, but I was rocking Mongoose. Rocking Goose.
This is the Pepsi to their Coke.
Yep.
Let's see. What else is a no-go?
What about how big of a spoiler are you allowing?
On a truck?
Well, okay, I'm talking car. You just,
is this a truck question?
Yeah, truck.
Oh, fuck.
So zero spoiler.
Okay, zero spoiler.
Spoiler.
I think tint is cool. You can tint it on up. I don't really give a shit.
What do you think about tint like that's not black, like a blue tint or a yellow tint?
Kind of sweet. I don't know.
I don't
do people
like
do
it.
Yellow tints?
I've never seen that.
Kinda. It's like you know, the Pit Viper sunglasses. They kind of have like the yellow to red.
Oh, you're thinking mirrored.
Yeah. Either way, but it's like it's a tint film they would put on a window. That
iridescent?
Looks yeah.
Okay.
I'm on board with tint.
Yeah,
tints.
I'm on board like Sharpie. Like you could just take a black Sharpie to the inside of your window.
It'll take a while.
I'm fine with that.
Also,
though.
You wouldn't be able to see dick.
No, I know, but that's how black I'm looking at in my tint.
What do you guys think about when they change the emblems on everything to all be the same color?
I like that.
It's kind of sweet.
It is. I drive a Chevy. A black Chevy logo is fucking sweet.
Yeah. I'm kind of on board with that, too.
Yeah.
Any sort of flame decals, I think I'm out on. You know, it had its moment, but...
I think they're so lame that they're cool.
Yeah,
you know what's weird?
Could be cool.
Flame decals had their moment at the same time flame tattoos had their moment. So people were just like, this is on my truck. I should put it on my arm as well.
Yeah,
just yeah, they were just into fire.
Yeah.
Fire is sweet.
Well, yeah, no, it is. I don't know where that trend died, though. You know? Because no one's doing that anymore.
What are your thoughts on the bullet hole stickers?
Yeah. I think...
Flops had those on the back of his Chevy S10.
Those weren't stickers. Those were real.
No, they were stickers, and he loved them. It was like a teal Chevy S10 with bullet hole stickers on the back. Dead serious. That's not even made up.
That's awesome. You know, like the fuck Jerry design.
Oh, like the old water cup.
Yeah. Well, you remember like the old Tahoes used to have that like on the side.
Oh yeah.
The old
those are like, nice.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to that.
No, me neither. I think I'm out on any sort of extra lighting on top. Light bar is a little try hard at times, unless
it's reserved for utility vehicles.
Unless you're really actually like out in the woods doing shit, then it's cool. But if you're just using it
at night too,
yeah,
you can't be like a daylight in the woods doing shit only guy and have that light bar.
Yeah, you got to be spotlighting shit legally.
Yeah,
I don't know. Actually, a light bar looks kind of sick on top.
When it's
actually no, I take that back. It's got to be a light bar. It can't be the circle, four circle lights on
yeah,
the
agreed.
Top.
Mm. Agreed. Light bars are way cooler than the circle.
Yeah.
The I think they call them floodlights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a car guy.
What do you got? What color rims do you think is too try hard? I think red rims is too try hard.
I think anything that's not like a chrome or black is too try hard.
Yeah. White's tough.
Yeah.
Not a huge white rims guy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge color match guy to the paint of the vehicle either. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of Geo Metros around that are color matching rims. It's not a great look.
Other than that, though, I think it's fair game.
Yeah. Yep.
Emma Royds asks, coworker smells like shit. How do you discreetly tell them that they need to shower?
Oh, what's that smell? Every time you're next to them.
That's mean.
No, you're not saying it's them. Like, do you smell that? What could that be? It can't be you.
Yeah, let's all sniff around and try and find it. Hmm. And everyone's just sniffing that person.
It's a great question because you either have to deal with it or you have to make them feel very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Can the smelly kid ever smell themselves?
No.
They can't?
If they could, they'd...
Yeah, it's a weird thing that you can't. But when I smell, I can smell when Same. I smell.
But like you right away, and then you'll go smell blind. Like it's an actual thing. You get so used to it, you don't notice it anymore.
What about people around them?
What's the main issue with a smelly person?
Let's say
usually, they aren't wiping enough. Are they not using deodorant? Do they not wash their clothes enough?
It's typically a deodorant hygiene thing.
Okay, there
right?
you go.
Yeah.
It's hey. Say that your workplace is now sponsored by a deodorant and start passing out sticks and then be like, well, fuck, we got to make sure the deodorant works, guys. Let's all put it on.
We got to make sure it doesn't give us rashes.
You
got to
make it like a group thing, you know?
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Make like a deodorant club and then you guys all try a different deodorant every week.
Yeah.
And then you just talk about it. And then if they don't have anything to say, you know they're not using it. And then you actually can shame them for not being in the club.
Yeah.
Rather than shaming them for smelling.
Yeah. And then like you can, it's like, well, you're going to start your own club. You're the stinky club. And then you're just doing it, but now it's a bit. So you're not directly calling them out.
Yes. Yeah. Another great idea by me. You yourself also need to become stinky. And then you go to work and talk about how you forgot to put deodorant on and you're stinky and keep saying it over and over again.
That's a good
so
one.
Then that person starts to think, well, do I smell? I should put deodorant on.
That's a great one, actually.
Now you are going to have to be the stinky guy for a little bit.
You could just say you're stinky.
Yeah, because we're all, that's the thing, right? If someone farts and doesn't say that they farted, and then you smell it, it's way worse than if I go, I'm like, oh, guys, sorry, that's going to smell. You guys don't get as mad at me.
Correct.
Because I warned you. So if you go into work and say you're going to smell, then everyone's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Back away.
Dude, I stink. I forgot to put, do you have any deodorant on you? You could ask them if they have deodorant on them that you could use. Mm.
Hey, you got an extra stick of deodorant in that desk of yours?
Yeah, you got
no, you don't.
Stick.
Well, you should get one.
Oh, don't worry. I'll scrape
smell.
Off the top layer. It will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure I pick my armpit hair off when I'm done.
That's so gross.
This is all fun and good, but I don't know if you remember him, Jared. We had the resident office stinky guy at the news, and I was pretty close, worked with him pretty closely, and I never said a fucking word.
I think that's how most
it's hard to.
It was tough.
Because you want, like,
it's hard to focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, other people are smelling them too. Mm-hmm. And you don't, like, does anyone close to that person be like, hey, you, like, what if they're engaged or what if they're married? Like, hey, honey, you stink.
Yeah. You'd think.
Are they not doing that?
No, Becca, if I stink, Becca will be the first person to tell me. She's like, you smell like shit.
For show. That was genuine. That was genuine.
Yeah.
I didn't know this guy you that amped up.
Well, no, because I've been through this before. I've been looking for actual advice. I can piggyback on this question. Oh, it's the same one. What do you do?
I think the move is just go, God, I stink today.
Yeah.
Don't I, guys? I need deodorant.
Or shit. Is that me or is that somebody else? Can you guys smell your armpits? Make sure that I am the stinky guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Or I'll go around smelling everyone's armpits.
And then you watch that person sniff theirs and you're like, no, it's not me. You're like, fuck.
You're like, God damn it.
Are you sure? Check the other pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How could you sneakily get deodorant in their underarm without them knowing?
Just trip and just like stick your hand up their shirt.
Here's what you do. You get shirts for the office, work shirts. And you pre-deodorant the inside of the armpit of the shirt.
That's a good one.
Then hand them out and say, everyone's got to wear them today.
That's a good one.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Pre-deodorant.
But you're good for one day then. It's very short term.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be spending a lot on shirts.
Why haven't...
No, all right, hand them in at the end of the day. I'll wash them for us.
Yeah.
You're just watching company shirts every night.
Yeah, you have a laundry. Everyone's got a laundry loop.
It's like college sports again.
Yeah, I mean, put your name in
there. Institute of Work Uniform.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Jake, did you guys ever laundry loop your Speedos after swimming practice? Well, this is an extra small. This one must be Jake. He forgot his laundry loop.
Hey, do you guys laundry loop your banana hammocks after practice?
So your fucking Speedies.
All right, put your Speedies in.
Oh, crap. I put Carl's Speedo on again today.
You're like three nuts. You had two nuts hanging out. Jesus.
No, D would just be swimming in. No pun intended. God, there's a lot of extra room in here today. Oh, this is Carl's. Carl.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Yep.
No, it's too small. It just... You just got tufts of hair sticking out the top and side.
Like, God, I was waiting for that growth spurt down there.
Oh, fuck. I'm a little ratty down there. Anyone seen my pube comb?
He just yelled that in the locker room. Yeah.
Swimmers shave their whole bodies. Do they like pass around Nair?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never been in the swimmer community.
You guys all shaved your stuff, right?
No, you have been part. We've all been part of the swimmer community at one point.
Yeah, we all won.
We all won the first race of our entire life. We're fucking really, world guys, champions.
Really?
Jake, did you guys have to shave everything?
No, you could choose if you wanted to. But most people,
you had to have. You have so much hair all over your body.
I did once. I shaved my entire body, top to bottom, once. Arm hair, leg hair.
It had to have taken you 3 hours.
So long. So long.
Eight razors later.
Well, I didn't know. Like, I mean, I couldn't grow a beard back then. So, like, I didn't know that, like, if you wanted a clean shave, that you need to have, like, a trimmer first and knock everything down, right? So I just went straight razor on my legs. It was terrible.
Oh, God. Did you get the top of your toes?
Does it really create that much more drag?
I don't know. I went very fast the next day.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah. Your time improves.
Yikes. That's why I didn't get into swimming.
too hairy.
Too much maintenance.
Oh, man.
Alex Trateau asks, would you rather have to write everything you say out by hand or only be able to speak in rhymes?
Rhymes.
Rhymes for sure.
Because it's always a talking point.
That would be so fucking annoying.
That would be very hard.
That was good.
As long as I play my card.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, Jared, why don't you read the next card? It would be hard.
Yeah, it would be hard.
I'd rather write it out because then people just wouldn't want to talk to me and leave me alone.
Yeah, but true. Well, that's the thing, though. It's like you just are never going to be included in anything fun.
Can you type it
out?
I
could go to movies and stuff still.
But I suppose like people who can't speak still have fun.
Yeah. But there's those people know sign language and stuff.
Yeah, could you just learn sign language?
No, you have to write it out.
Yeah.
You'd be like, God, what? Isn't there a movie where the person just wears like a chalkboard around their neck and they're just always writing shit out? And then
you're thinking of the spelling bee.
No, there's genuinely
yeah,
a movie.
Scripps National Spelling Bee. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, there was
yeah,
a
didn't he?
There was a kid in he had a little pad.
Oh yeah, he was typing it out.
There was a kid in The Last of Us who had like that magnetic deal.
Oh yeah.
He'd wear it around his neck.
I think I'd still rather do rhymes.
Yeah. I think you'd get good at it eventually to make it work.
And then you just become a rapper.
Yeah. A lyrical genius.
Mm-hmm. Lyrical genius. You know what I'm trying to rhyme?
God damn, look at that.
A lyrical genius spitting bars penis out of your penis.
Classic Pen 15 joke.
Oh, yeah, I'm going rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr. Seuss. Alex Smith asks, how could we improve porta potties? I'd really like to see them made with chalkboard walls so the artwork can change every week.
It's not a bad idea.
No, you could put your snap up there. At this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would just draw out my QR code for my snap.
There we go. Yeah.
Just precise.
Yeah, I would draw out my snap code.
Yeah, that's good. That's not a bad idea. Your Venmo name.
I mean, I think some sort of air conditioning would be fucking awesome in there. Those things are a hot box.
Yeah.
I mean, this just a deeper tank or hole so I don't have to see everybody's shit.
Oh, no. Great idea. A flap system.
Yeah.
So you poop on the flaps. Then you press a button and then the flaps drop it down below.
Oh, kind of like an airport. Like,
but then they'd have to have some sort of splash system so that you aren't getting blue shit up in your face.
You just want it to flush.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it to flow, but I understand the limitations of not having water.
Yeah.
Why can't it be like an airport shitter?
Yeah,
an
like airplane? An airplane.
That has the flap thing you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but it has water that flushes it down.
Yeah, but yeah, so barely. You need some,
well, think of it. Yeah, you need some sort of ice mountain system.
Well, why don't they just put the blue water in a tank on the back?
Yeah.
And then you just press a button, and it just opens it up, and it just washes it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that? Also, just give me, like, 3 more cubic feet of space.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard not to go into the handicap porta potty when it's like, I mean, this thing is, it's flush with the ground. There's no standing up, risking tripping down into the.
People aren't thinking enough about the difficulties that the wheelchair community has to go to when it comes to porta potties.
Yeah. It's,
imagine having to shimmy yourself around in a porta potty like that. God. Oh my God.
You have to put your hand on something. Yeah.
Mad respect to the wheelchair community.
Yeah.
They've already started doing hand sanitizers, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They got mirrors now. Have you seen those?
Mirrors are the worst mirrors in the whole world.
Yeah.
You're for sure there's a gang symbol scratched into it.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Or like those S's with that we used to draw back in middle school.
Yeah, the three lines.
Yep.
On.
Yep. Smile.
Yeah, it's either an S like that or a swastika. There's no
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like a coat rack in there. So if it, just in case it gets really messy, you know, just, I like to do that at home, you know, you can just tell when one's going to be messy. He's got to strip all the way down.
Some sort of locker system, maybe.
Yeah. Just to get it off the ground. Because right now I have to throw all my clothes on the ground in the porta potty.
Or hold it.
When you pull your pants out of shit too, you're like they're on the ground. They're just sitting in everyone else's piss that's on the ground.
I'm not shitting in porta potties. I'm holding it.
If you got the pizza piles from Pizza Ranch from lunch, and all of a sudden the Bee Gees hit you all.
How many kinds of piles did you got? You have
chocolate milk piles, pizza piles,
fucking donut Friday piles.
It was mostly those two piles.
You know, you didn't take a shit before the Tough Mudder.
Not that I remember. I probably did at the campground.
That is 4 or 5.
That's such a specific scenario.
Well, because that's a classic porta potty event.
There is a lot of porta potties.
And everyone's
there.
Got nerves, like ready to kick in.
I wasn't nervous.
Oh, you were nervous going into that war to embark on?
I was...
You versus the obstacles?
I was fucking nervous. I was like,
you haven't ate at enough gas stations to be picking and choosing where you shit.
I mean, I would say I eat at the gas station the most out of all of us these days.
Really?
You haven't had enough Pizza Ranch pizza to be picking and choosing where you're shitting.
Where you're piling at.
Yeah.
So.
But other than that, I don't know. I don't really. Maybe a TV.
TV would be nice.
Air conditioner, couch.
Or no. Maybe just like a clear roof.
Like a moon roof.
Like a moon roof.
Yeah, just so if you are, if you're pissing during the night in a porta potty, you can look up at the stars.
Also, just cut the roof off completely. Give us some adequate ventilation. Yeah, I don't know.
Why do they got to have a roof on?
Like, there's no roof in the bathroom stall inside.
That is very true, Tyler. That is very true.
Wait, what now?
Like, if you go into like a big bathroom at a restaurant or a store, there's no roof on the stalls.
Correct. Yeah.
So why do we need a roof on the porta potty?
Right.
That is very true. And it's not like they aren't venting the smell out. Right. They have the little hole that vents it out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. What did we just save the porta potty community? I think dollars on the roof.
I think I figured it out.
Keeps it all together.
Rain.
Yeah. Rain. Duh. Oh. Well, the porta potty community is something that hasn't innovated in a long time, though.
That's true.
I think the last time they innovated was hand
although
sanitizer.
I've been seeing online the Coctagon, where you go in and there's 8 different porta potty stalls in one, or like urinals.
I have not seen. Are you pretty plugged into porta potty talk, or what?
No, I just saw it on Instagram.
Big Coctagon guy.
It's like 8 little porta potty urinals, and it's just one room, and you go in. It's actually a great setup.
It is, yeah. It's not bad.
Is it pretty big in there?
It's about the size of an octagon.
I had that porta potty trailer at my wedding. Remember that?
That was bougie,
those are sweet though.
That was bougie. That was nice, not a porta potty.
It even had like a chit chat room. You just like walk in, chit chat with everyone else, taking a piss, and then.
Oh yeah, I had a few chit chats in there.
Yeah. Chit chat room.
They had those like it's like the pull behind trailer thing, right?
Yeah.
They had those at that IndyCar thing we were at.
Yeah, there should be a waiting area in porta potties.
For sure.
Nothing's worse than pulling up to the porta potties and having to stand there and like the no teeth smile the person next to you waiting for.
Yeah, who's going?
At least then, even if you're not in it, it's like progress made, you know?
Right.
I was at the Vikings game on Sunday and they had the porta potty village out there. And a couple came out of the porta potty together and they got a big cheer from everybody. And I was just thinking like, that is the grossest place to have sex.
Is that what you told them?
You think?
No.
You think they did?
I don't know. I mean, I doubt it, but that's just what everyone.
Too. Maybe he would like, yeah, maybe they were pissing at the same time.
It wasn't a handicapped porta potty either. So they were just in tight quarters, regular porta potty.
It might have been a handicapped.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. It was handicapped when they were done.
Did they fuck?
I would assume so. I mean, he didn't need help wiping.
You don't know that.
I don't.
Could have been efficiency, though. He's peeing in the urinal on the side, and she's pissing out.
But they, like, they came out, the girl was, like, super embarrassed. Her cheeks were all red, and she's like, and the guy's just, like, eating it up, laughing and clapping along.
That dude made her come in that fast?
Apparently.
Jesus. She was flush when she came out. Mm-hmm. I gotta get tips from this guy in a porta potty of all places.
If you can get,
he was able to make her climax in a porta potty. What am I doing with my life?
It's cool.
Fucking gross, dude. Hey,
that's what happens when the hometown team wins. You know.
This was pregame. They were just getting ready for it.
Oh, gotcha.
Boys of fall. Crazy what they'll do, yeah. You that guys time of year.
You guys, what if he came out and he's like, everyone's cheering, you hear the thing. He's like, you guys have heard of the Boston Molasses disaster. Oh, I don't even want to tell you about that one. 35 miles an hour. Flooding the streets.
It took good care of
the Minneapolis ejaculate disaster of 2023.
Hey, were you standing there with Becca?
No, I was with my sister.
Been great. They came out, everyone's cheering, and you look over at Becca and you gotta give her like the look. Just like the quick, just to test it to see. And if she gives you then you're like, okay, yeah, I was just kidding.
But then like everyone's clapping for them, and then another couple goes in.
Oh yeah, you're so right. That's gross.
Ew.
Ew. Why would they do that?
Gross.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. That's disgusting. Then do like the oh, like we totally shouldn't do that too, right?
Yeah, just couple after that goes through there.
Yeah.
Luzi, I'll just say.
What?
His last name's, I can't pronounce it.
How do you spell it?
Zurbechka.
Zurbechka?
Zurbechka, yeah. We'll go with that.
What's the first Zerbs. Name?
What things should Velcro be used for that are not at the present moment?
Pants.
Shoes.
No, they do. They have Velcro shoes.
No, I know. They need to be used at more shoes, though. I would wear Velcro shoes. I think, Jared did for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think car doors could be one.
They have those kind of like, what do they call them? Rally doors or whatever on like side-by-sides? Yeah. The net things?
The netting.
It would be easier in a moment of a crash to get someone out.
Seatbelts.
Yep. What else could you use Velcro for?
I want a full Velcro jacket instead of a zipper.
That would be nice.
not really, though.
I got multiple jackets. I can't even get the zipper up anymore. This is just... Velcro never fails. You know, hook and loop tactic.
What they need to start doing on every piece of furniture that has a loose cushion, they need to be Velcroing the bottom.
That was a game changer. They invented that far too late.
Right? Like, everyone's had been on a couch at some point where the cushion slides out over time.
Yeah.
Can't we just throw a strip of Velcro underneath there? Probably would only need one.
Mm-hmm. To piggyback on top of that, decorative pillows on a couch. I mean, apparently they always need to go back in the same spot whenever you're done with them, right?
Yeah.
Let's just Velcro them to the corner. Yeah.
You can Velcro just them one to big, each other.
They're just, why don't you just sew them all together?
Yeah, sew them all together. Velcro them to the corner. Because then you never have to readjust them.
That's actually like a pretty good idea.
Ever again.
Just so. Pre-made pillow arrangements.
You could even do that for bed pillows. Because, I have...
You're not sleeping with those.
I have two in the back. That's the ones we sleep on. And then I have two right in front of that. We don't sleep on those. And then I have two right in front of that. We don't sleep on those either. And then there's a single and a single. So it's 1, 2, 4, 6, 8 pillows. You could just Velcro all them together. Or sew them all together. Take them off as one unit. No, put them on as one unit.
You just do a pulley system.
Up to the ceiling.
Go to bed and just pulley them up above you.
That's not a bad idea.
And then in the morning to make the bed, you just pull the sheet up and then just cut the rope.
Cut the cord.
You can't untie it. It's way cooler to just slice it.
No, for sure.
Take out your buck knife, just... And then all the pillows just drop right into place.
Like one of those.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Also, readily available during intimate pillow fights, too.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the cord and you got fucking pillows at your disposal.
You guys have lots of intimate pillow fights?
Yeah. I'm assuming. Isn't that a normal thing?
You just have one giant pillow.
Wait, what?
For a pillow fight?
Yeah.
Well, you got options. There's a couple that have weight to them. That's going to take down.
I know, but you're missing the point. They're all stuck together.
Oh, no, I'm talking about separate on a pulley system.
Oh, separate. You have like 8 slides. You're like trying to figure out which cord it is. Fucking, you pull one. That's not it.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like a stringer. It's like having a limit of walleyes on a string.
It'd be a funny way to wake up your wife, though.
Let's you cut get the out cord. Of bed,
just cut the cord, and the whole fucking thing drops on top of her.
Bed's made. It's actually not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
We may
at
have
all.
To pursue.
Then I'm just gonna start putting pulleys on everything.
Yeah,
the comforter as well.
Yep.
In the morning, you just pull the thing, and it slides in accordions to the bottom of the bed. And then when you lay down at night, you just go like this, and it just covers you.
So yeah, then there's no like it doesn't ball up or anything, and you gotta like readjust the.
Then I'm just gonna start replacing all of my doors with curtains like that.
Yeah, fantastic idea. Speaking of bedding,
we're not screw Velcro. We're not using pulleys enough.
Yeah, we're not using pulleys.
Have you guys ever used a good pulley before? Yeah, it's so satisfying.
I used one 2 days ago for hanging a deer.
It's phenomenal.
Awesome. Yeah. Why aren't we pulleying more things?
How about instead of your pulley system in bed, we just have garage door opener style things for all of our pulleys?
That'd be kind of sick.
That's not a bad idea.
A lot of grease everywhere, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good pulley.
Oh, I like the pulley system, Tyler.
Let's I mean, not it's still a pulley system. Here. We just don't need that.
That's what
the
we
rope.
Call in the biz over optimization, Tyler.
You get all
but the connected pillows in the pulley system is just enough optimization.
For guys like us, not a bad idea.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing with your clothes in the morning. You just stand underneath a spot. You put your feet in the holes of your pants. And you just pull one thing, and your shirt comes down, and your pants get pulled up.
It's on like a track system. It's fully revolving.
Yeah, you just keep pulling the other pulley, and the outfits just keep rotating. You're like, boom, that's it. You step in.
God, we're living in 2050 right now.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of pulley system with a cooler, get a beer out of it.
Yep.
Kind of sick.
Yeah, I mean, you could even have all your furniture on pulley system so you could vacuum underneath.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I mean,
actually,
people vacuum underneath their furniture probably once every 5 years.
So yeah. It's kind of fun, though, moving the couch, finding what's under there.
Like, oh, that's where that fucking ball went. Yeah. God, I knew I lost Rhode Island quarter from 2012.
I did find a thumb drive behind one of my desks when I moved in. Yeah. I haven't seen what's on it
you
yet.
You gotta load that.
I gotta know what's on there.
Load it up on the big screen.
Thumb drive roulette is really what it is. Yeah. What's gonna be on it? You gotta do it in front of the whole company.
Yeah, that'd be good, actually. Great prank.
I need to feel something.
Yeah.
He's fucking sweating. He's like, no, you didn't upload anything to a flash drive in the last 2 decades. Just like, oh my God. Then you like, you load it up and it's like you doing a presentation from college.
You're like, oh fuck.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
You yeah.
Pretty good. That's all we got.
That's it?
Yep.
Also, very funny that when we were in college, you still had to bring a thumb drive to class and plug in your presentation.
Yeah, that was one of the best things to get at like career fairs was free thumb drives. Mm-hmm.
Be like 1 gig.
Yeah.
I got to see what's on that thumb drive.
Yeah, you do. You got to get that thing plugged in.
I think what I'm going to do is if there's nothing on it, I'm going to upload a lot of Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel videos on there. So if I'm ever on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case he ever like just decides to stop doing it.
I wonder if like the USB plug-in on the screens on seats and planes, you could actually plug the thumb drive into that.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, guy next to you is like, fuck it, how'd you get Luke from Outdoor Boys channel up on your TV?
Thumb drive on my keychain.
I'll sell it to you. Yeah. You start like burnt CDs back in the day. Yeah. You just start slinging thumb drives.
You just start thumbing. Just start thumbing Luke from the Outdoor Boy channel videos.
You start driving your thumb.
Well, guys, I think that's another good episode of the You Betcha Radio podcast. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/YouBetchaRadio. Sign on up and you can ask questions too. Plus an extra episode every single week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This week, I think we're doing hookah on the podcast, aren't we?
It has landed.
Ryan got us. What is it, a four-tuber?
Four-hosey.
Four hoses.
I call it quad hose.
We got ourselves a quad hose.
I got a quad hose.
You guys are about to get quadded on Patreon. You don't even know what I have on my sleeve for this Friday.
It's
I'm not
gonna
be here, so
what? So
we'll
it's not
Wednesday.
This Friday?
We'll do it Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to you're gonna be able to see a nice little preview into what Ryan and his college buddies used to do.
Yeah. Just a smidget.
If you think that you're not gonna get squirrely Ryan on this week's Patreon, you're dead.
Oh my God. The switch will flip immediately.
And then you're going to vacation after that.
And I'm going right on vacation.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a good setup for you.
Let's fucking go. We'll maybe get some vodka at the bottom of that baby. I might just show up with some clear liquid under at the bottom. You won't know what it is.
I wouldn't check. I would not check.
I'm getting dizzy.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in another episode. May your hookah be bubbling.
Yeah. And may your sheath be vibrant.
And your pillows be pulled.
Yeah, let's go.
Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.